I always like to find a way to bridge what we're learning with Inyana Diyotma, so give me a little bit of poetic license here. I'm not saying a pshat that I hold is necessarily Torah Sinai, but maybe in the realm of Drush, maybe in the realm of Machshava, maybe in the realm of Pipruti Doraisa, we can suggest the following. The question that we've been dealing with is Yitzias HaShabbos. Why does the Torah use, why does the Mishnah use the expression Yitzias HaShabbos as opposed to Hotzos? Yitzias means the person. Hotzos is the Chepetz. Then why does the Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos begin with Yitzias HaShabbos? Tosfos says, we're dealing with Erev Shabbos in the Mishnayos that follow this one, and we don't deal with Melachos till later, so why are we dealing with Yitzias HaShabbos, which is really the Melach of Hotzos? So again, in the realm of, I say, Drush, I want to show you a Gemara on that Kuf Yutes in Masechta Shabbos. Six lines from the top of the Amud. The Gemara gives us a window into the practice of Tu Amorayim and how they were welcoming Shabbos. And this is really the marker for what we all know, every Shabbos, the institution called Kabbalah Shabbos in the Davening. When we say Kabbalah Shabbos in Davening, we're not talking about when you are accepting the Malach, the Issa Malach of Shabbos. That's a separate discussion. A woman lights candles, she's Mekabel Shabbos, that she's not going to do Malach even before Shkia. When a person davens Ma'ariv, says Baruch Hu, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos even, maybe even Boi V'Shalom, at the end of the Chadodi, he's Mekabel Shabbos, that he's Asa B'Malacha. It's a notion called Tosefes Shabbos. A person should accept Malacha, Issa Malacha, before Shabbos actually starts. By Yom Kippur it's a Doraisa, by Shabbos it's a Machlokas. But we have something called Kabbalah Shabbos in the form of a ceremony that has become part of our davening, which is really the notion of welcoming Shabbos. We start with a series of mizmorim from Uchunah Ranana, from Sadihei and Tehillim, and then we go back to Chavtes, Mizmor David, and then we have this poem, L'Chadodi, which is of Shlomo Alkavitz's composition that became accepted in all Kal Yisrael. The makor in the Gemara for this whole idea, here too I wrote an article many years ago in Jewish Action, again, if you wish, I can get you copies, but the makor for this institution is the Gemara right here. Rabbi Chanina Ma'ati Fikoya Pantimal Shabbos. And he said, just as Shabbos was coming in, Bo B'Lei Sikra Shabbos HaMalka, let us go out towards Shabbos the Queen. Rabbi Yane Lavish Monday, he wore a special garment right before Shabbos, and he said, Bo Yichal, Bo Yichal. You notice the Bo Yichal, Bo Yichal of Rabbi Yane, that's what found its way into the Chadodi, into Bo Yichal, Bo Yichal, Bo Yivashalom. The Bo V'Neitze of Rav Chanina says that Rav Chanina was declaring, let us go out to greet Shabbos. Now, how literally is this to be taken? So, clearly, those who know a bit of the history in Tzfat, this was common practice, and this is what the Chadodi originally meant by Rav Shlomo Alkavitz when he wrote it, Likra Shabbos Chu V'Neilcha, that they literally would go out, doors, to the edge of the city, to the field, or at least to the patio of the shul, to greet Shabbos. In some way, this was an experience. They would go out. This is what was done. And there's a basis in this idea, for this idea in the Gemara Bava Kama Lamed Beis, to literally run out and greet the Shabbos. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Lamed, of Hilchos Shabbos, you get a different picture. The Rambam is discussing the union of Kavod Shabbos. Part of Kavod Shabbos is preparing for Shabbos before it comes in. And part of Kavod Shabbos, says the Rambam, is to be miyachel, you should be longing for the arrival of Shabbos. And says the Rambam, Yosha b'kavod rosh, miyachel l'hagbalas p'nei HaShabbos, waiting for the receiving of Shabbos, k'mo shel yotzei l'pras HaMelech. Like you're about to go out to greet a king, v'chacham harishonim, they would gather talmidim, v'omrim bo'ich bo v'neitzei, let us go out. The Rambam doesn't say that one should actually go out to greet Shabbos, but the Rambam says a person should have a mindset as if I'm about to go out and greet Shabbos. And so it is in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur as well. Hilchos Shabbos, the expression used is a person should be excited that Shabbos is arriving as if you're about to greet King Chas and Akala. It's not about actually going out, but it's about a mindset. See the lashon is Reish Samach Beis Sif Gimel. Yilbash begadav hanoyim v'yismach b'bias Shabbos ki yotzei likras hamelech. Yismach ki yotzei likras hamelech. Uki yotzei likras chas mekal. De'Rabbi Chanina ma'atei v'koy. But the tzad hashava here is, so it's interesting that we have today, the practice is we don't go outside to do Kabbalah Shabbos. We do it inside, but we do something which reminds us of the notion of going out. What do? We turn around the Bo'i V'Shalom to face either the back of the shul, which is west, or maybe the entrance, as if you're going to go out to exit, which is interesting in terms of this different perspectives on this Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Yutes. But Atzad HaShava Shebehen is that the bridge between weekday and Shabbos is marked by some association with a notion of a Yitziah Likras HaShabbos. Notice, Rabbi Chanina would say, Bo v'netze, let us go out, Likras Shabbos. Whether literally one should go out, as some did, and that was the practice of the Arizal and his whole group in Tzfat, whether it means, as it seems from the Rambam, the Tuan and Shulchan Aruch, a mindset, I'm about to go out. Maybe there's a remez here in Lashon of the Mishnah, the Ben Wakadosh, doesn't fit Shtayim Shein Arba. That's already helpless. You see a Melach of Shabbos, clearly. But the remez in the words, the two words that open Mesechus Shabbos of Yitzias HaShabbos is a remez to the notion of the going out to greet a king. Why is this so important for us right now? We are on the eve, not quite on the eve, but on the threshold of the last Shabbos of the year. Correct? Rosh Hashanah is right around the corner. This Shabbos is special. Every Shabbos is special, but this Shabbos has in it the koach, you could say, of the entire year, the last Shabbos of the year. So the Kabbalah Shabbos should have that much more meaning for us. The experience of being Yotzei Likras, Likras HaMelech. And of course, that experience should be give us the momentum to be able to have the right mindset for Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, of course, if there's one theme which dominates Rosh Hashanah, it's of course Malchus. Kadosh Baruch Hu being the Melech HaOlam. The encounter on Rosh Hashanah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also that experience of a Yotzei Likras HaMelech, to understand what it means, we're coming before the king. Slichus gives us that first taste of it. Slichus is like, not to wait for Rosh Hashanah, but a few days before, the Moshe Shabbos before, to accept, understand the notion of Rosh Hashanah is in the air, we're coming to Mekadim Pnei HaMelech. The Gemara in Gittin has the story when Rabbi Yonachan and Zakkai greeted Aspasianus, and he says, Shalom Lech Malka. And he says, Yochayv Misa twice. One, because I'm not a king yet. He said, I'm not a king. And two, because why did you wait till now? Why did you wait till now? So one of the great rebbes, when he got to Rosh Hashanah, he said, HaMelech, he fainted. Why did he faint? He revived him. He says, because I thought of that Gemara. Suddenly now, HaMelech, where was I before? So we have Slichus a few days before to give us that sense of we're not waiting for Rosh Hashanah, but when we Mekadim, Pnei HaMelech with Slichus, same experience. Understand, we have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech HaOlam, and we should be able to take the experience of Kabbalah Shabbos and bring it into Slichus and bring it into Rosh Hashanah, should be able to touch us and impact on us, Nir Hashem, as we go closer to the Yom Nirayim and to Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos HaKadosh.